Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
The doctor and I are talking about the Queen movie. What do you think?
I didn't think it was a great movie. I thought Rami, phenomenal.
Yeah.
But I didn't need to see 20 minutes of Rami doing in person, you know, redoing the Live Aid.
That was an interesting part of it, wasn't it? That they did so. They did that, so much of the film was that.
Why? I felt like it was a series of band's funniest moments. You know, oh, remember when we broke down? Oh, remember when we did that? Yeah, you could definitely tell the band was in control. But you know, the music's great. It's worth seeing for Rami.
We spoke to Tessa's dad, and he did the he was doing lights and sound at Live Aid.
Oh wow!
And he toured with Queen, and Freddie Mercury gave him a leather jacket. That's quite exciting, isn't it? And he sort of we spoke to him, and he was telling us about just how, you know, Queen were pretty uncool at the time at Live Aid during that time.
Right, they hadn't sort of come back.
Yeah, and they went out there and just blew the roof off the place. So I think that's why they probably did that. But I thought it was interesting.
I remember Live Aid. Do you?
Yeah, I was in Sweden when that was happening. Oh. Yeah,
you were
oddly enough
old enough to travel.
I was a young man traveling the world. Yes, with my mum. And my brother.
Yeah, I remember we stayed up all night watching all that. That was great. I've got the DVD collection, but I haven't had the 17 hours to watch it.
Yeah. And then you watch the Beatles one, which is about the same.
Oh, I actually have seen all of that.
Yeah, it's the same, yeah. All right, so today on Travelling Tunes, one of the most anticipated parts of the whole breakfast week. What have we got for us?
Well, we listened to our audience, and we received some feedback.
We really love your letters and cards. Thank you so much.
Actually, no, it has been, it's turned into quite the interactive show, I've got to say, and I'm really enjoying it. And so today we're doing feedback, which somebody suggested last week.
Should we call in the feedback driver? Tess!
Oh, here's some good phrases describing it. One of the happiest accidents in modern music history. Or the bastard child of dysfunctional amplifiers.
Feedbackers? Really?
Yeah. So, and one interesting thing people said about it is it's usually something you try to avoid, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's there's a difference. You know, there's feedbackers in the whoops, so I just drop the mic down by the monitor and boom!
You see,
that one.
Now, to all your listeners here.
For people who don't know what feedback is, let's just do that for a second. Well, I'm going to take those off.
No.
There you go. That's what it is. That's what we're talking about. That's how bad it can sound. But.
Well, I want to tell people. So what it is, so the noise, say you're talking into a microphone, right? And then the noise is coming out to a monitor or a speaker near you so you can hear what you're saying. But then the microphone repicks that up again?
Yeah. Because and then back and forth, and it's a back and forth, suddenly it just drives it crazy.
So if you're ever public speaking or picking up a mic, and you get feedback. Most people do the wrong thing. They don't realize all you got to do is move.
Yeah.
But people will like fling their mic around.
But as far as moving goes, don't move closer to the speaker. Don't do that.
Have a look around where the speaker is and move away. This is a helpful hint from tsunami warning hints number one, how to avoid feedback. But now people sort of discovered it by accident, literally, you know, like a busted amp in some famous recordings, like Rocket 88 by Ronnie Brettson and Ike Turner. They had a busted amp and it sounded really good. And now people do it on purpose.
On purpose. In fact, it can be the song.
And especially with guitar. They love the feedbacky guitar.
We've got a track. A few tracks.
Let's whack on a track.
What track are you playing
first?
If you
whack on the whacker.
Consider it whack.
And The Strokes, I was thinking.
Okay.
Is that, yep.
Yep, 2001.
Cool. So this is New York City Cops.
There it is, right away, straight from the start.
Sounds like a live session or something. But maybe not.
Oh, that's great feedback. I like that. Yeah, nice. Woo! Ow! It's not something you really use throughout the song, though, is it? That's, I mean, it's
a big thing for intros. Yeah. Intros,
outros. Outros, and what about the Smashing Pumpkins or Nirvana for bands who just throw their crap on stage at the end of the show and just leave it all on?
That's right. So, you know, so that's all a particular genre, right? Like indie music. And here's some wankery about indie music and using stuff like feedback, tape hiss. It's about foregrounding the process of production, breaking down the barrier between noise and music. Now, we just ruined it for you.
Yeah. We did. In the band that I was in, Push Push, we did on our album, we do a cover of The Chills, of Love My Leather Jacket, which we had some really great feedback at the beginning of. I'll find that for you, man.
I love my Freddie Mercury leather jacket that I wish I had. So, I mean, now people will do it purposely. You can get control boxes, pedals for your guitar that do it on purpose.
To really amp up the feedback, eh?
So you amp up,
Is that the feedback through the chorus as well?
No. Any self-respecting musicians, a group of musicians, is not going to let just random feedback come through all the way through unless they're something like Sonic Youth or something like that.
It's funny you say that.
Oh, really?
Why? What's next? Track.
Oh, well, off you go.
Okay, off we go. Okay,
1988.
This is Silver Rocket. Did you know that was the second track?
No.
Oh, that's quite funny.
Oh, that's beautifully crafted. See, that's sort of going through the song a wee bit, though, isn't it?
Yeah, you're getting that sort of background.
Sort of noise. Once again, that sort of noise.
So, bands have been known to literally go into their amps and with razor blades and smash things up so that it gets that sound. I mean, like I said, now you can get pedals and you know, purposeful, you know, sort of doodads that will do it for you. But back in the day,
I don't recommend that. I did the worst electrical shock I ever got in my life was from doing tottering around in an amp when I shouldn't have been.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, I play keyboard, and so your hands on the keyboard, lips on the microphone.
Oh, I've had those ones. I remember we played with the Exponents at the Gisborne Sound Shell.
Yes.
One New Year's Eve, and every time your lips are touched, you almost earth yourself to that, which is bad, very bad, because it can get very, very, very bad. You can you can die that way. But, you know, when you're out there rocking it out, you know.
Oh, so you can hear, you know, just it creating like a distortion on the guitar.
Great. Oh, what a blatant disregard for tidiness. I love it. I know that some people listening to that will be absolutely hating that. Not me, I like that. Do you like that? Doctor? Doctor?
I find it interesting. You know, like I can see it aesthetically interesting. It doesn't get my juices flowing.
Woo! I feel sometimes it reminds me of body surfing.
Well, yeah, it's that vibe of I'm so into it, you know, so it's energy.
And it teases on the edge of unlistenable, you know what I mean? It's just, but not. Yeah. But.
Someone texted in and said the Kinks revolutionized distortion by putting needles into their amp speaker cones.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
So you think about You Really Got Me, that.
Yeah.
And then about 8 years later than that, you can think of Deep Purple, Smoke on the Water. And if anyone's ever been to a band practice.
That
is played always.
You just play that on the little Casio tone.
So it gives your music a dirty, gritty sound.
It sure does.
I guess.
Yeah.
Now, the next person we're going to play is one of the masters. Well, he's the Master Blaster. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this is a bit of Jimi Hendrix.
The Master Blaster.
With Machine Gun.
I put it down to him. I'd say he's king of feedback. He's the king of feedback.
Yeah.
I
dedicate this one to such a draggy scene that's going on. All the soldiers that are fighting in Chicago and Milwaukee and New York. Oh, yes, and all the soldiers fighting in Vietnam.
I had to do a thing called Machine Gun.
Mm-hmm.
good sounding bass.
See, now he, you know, you have the intros and the fade outs. His is sort of like when the solo goes nuts.
Yeah.
That's when he.
Well, there it is there. Just here, just a gentle ringing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot.
And he's manipulating it because he doesn't probably, you know, have all the electronics that we have now.
It's a lot less violent.
Oh, he'll get into it.
Yes, I was gonna say.
It's probably like a 20-minute song or something. There we go. So he can manipulate that by walking closer, moving away. So it's this sort of physicality that he would have to create rather than knobs.
Yeah. Can I play you just 20 seconds of my favorite one?
All right.
Oh, dear. Thank you, Tess. Thank you.
This one's your favorite.
Oh, that's a live version on that one. Yeah. The one, the normal one. There we go. That's a Smashing Pumpkins Drown at the end of that. At the end of that song, it's a feedback mastery.
So it's actually a lot of control.
Yeah, yeah.
You need to control it, or you do get that high squeal, don't you?
And it's like a theremin, isn't it? You sort of back and forth. Yes,
absolutely. The physicality of controlling it by sort of distance.
Oh, that. Listen to that, genius. So that's like he's like embroidering the feedback, you know?
Ooh.
Knitting the feedback, if you will.
So all you home band guys are going, hey, we make this noise at home.
Yeah.
We're really good. It is one of those sort of things that you can tell if you've done it by accident or on purpose.
Yeah.
We can tell.
Yeah. So feedback, you can't buy feedback on Trade B. You can't.
No, it's free.
It's free.
In fact, you get a free one coming to BFM. We'll give you a free one to get started on your music. We'll give you some free feedback. Oh.
We can sell the feedback if we need to. You don't go to. There's no feedback classes.
No, actually, you're right. So I don't know how you'd learn to really do it. I guess, you know, trial and error. And
it's amazing how that,
disturbing
like,
your neighbors.
That works, you know, like that song.
Yeah.
But just when you think it's not going to, and it does, I think it's the unexplored part of music. And it'll always be that because it's a little bit painful.
Yeah, it's noise and it fills in the gaps. You know, we tend to have this precision, this note, right?
Yeah.
This tune and feedback's sort of. This wide wall filling in every tune.
I feel like I'm very lucky to have been born in the era of feedback. I really do.
Because
it wasn't a thing, you know.
It's good to think positive. It's good we found something to.
Doctor, thank you so much for coming in this
You're
morning.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful time in the wonderful town of Berlin.
Yes,
that's a musical town.
Yes,
you're going to.
I know. So I'm going away for a couple of weeks. I'll be back. We'll do a couple shows before Christmas.
Lovely. Have a great time in Berlin.
Right. Bye bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
95 BFM presents Calexico, coming to the power station January 29th. Celebrating the release of their ninth studio album, The Thread That Keeps Us, indie veterans Calexico are bringing their Desert Noir to New Zealand. Calexico. Live at the Power Station, Tuesday, January 29th. Get your tickets now from livenation.co.nz.
Right, now, the Christmas party venue suggestions. So far, they're too small. They don't allow alcohol. Sarah, your suggestion was a car park?
Yeah, a very nice car park.
Well, it'll have to do. Party on!
A hub of entertainment for over a century, the Vic Devonport is open for hire. With both the spacious 180-seat Vic Theatre and the more intimate Vic Lounge and Bar, the Vic Devonport is perfect for your next event, whatever the size. Available for hire as a venue or as a cinema, the Vic Devonport, thevic.co.nz.
One night only at Villa Maria Winery. Marlon Williams, accompanied by the Auckland Philharmonia Orchestra. An incredible homecoming performance from your 2018 Silver Scroll winner, reimagining his number one album, Make Way for Love, and more. Marlon Williams live with the APO, Saturday, February 16th at Villa Maria Winery. Tickets on sale now from Ticketmaster.
So, Jordan, how can we help?
I want to break up with the Momuses, miss.
The acclaimed New Zealand comedy romance from Madeline Sami and Jackie Van Beek. Can two cynics in the business of breaking up find a change of heart?
And have you attempted breaking up with her before, Jordan?
Yeah, a couple times. See, I sent her broken heart and crying faces, which obviously represents sadness and heartbreak.
The Breaker Up is out now on Blu-ray, DVD and digital thanks to Madman Entertainment.
You enter the room. Immediately, you are aware of the presence of the other. Their being, that they are, is a challenge to you. They see you. In their gaze, you see yourself. Reflected as object. You are dominated, or you dominate.
Submit yourself to the Monday 1 to 4 with Penny. Sounds from now and the shimmering hits from our alternative past. The 1 to 4 with Penny, every Monday only on 95 BFM. There is only this choice.
Look, I tell you what a good swag of text messages we got there from after talking about feedback. It sounds like there's quite a lot of feedback specialists out there. I'd like to draw my attention to one text message. It says, "Did you stop listening to music in 1993? It's the same shit, Jane's Addiction, Smashing Pumpkins, etc." No, I do like that music, and the answer is no, I didn't. And by all means, and I say this across the board, if you've got some good music that you think I should be listening to because you're more of a musical expert, then by all means, text it in. I'd love to hear what music I should be listening to. That's my job. So please, text it in. Any sort of highlights that you think perhaps we here at BFM or I personally have missed, I'd love to hear them. Please, just text in the name of the band with a little star next to it, and then I know that's what you're talking about. Okay? Mm-hmm. Lovely, bye.
BFM News Headlines.
Ata Mario, good morning. Here are your headlines for this half hour. A UNICEF report on child inequality in schools found that New Zealand's education system works for high-income but not low-income children. The price to restore beloved Wellington Theatre, the St. James, has ballooned to $16 million more than expected. And the UN has announced that they estimate 3 million Venezuelans have fled the country since 2015 due to economic and political crisis. These stories in full, see you at 9 o'clock.
Dr. Jim speaking.
Hi, it's Olivia calling.
Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos.
Breakfast ela, with Mikey Heaven.
Thanks to Orcon.
Ela quica. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quica. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quita, quita. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quer por baixo, ela quer por cima. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita. Aqui no baile o clima tá gostosinho. A ousadia desenvolve aos pouquinhos. Ela senta, senta. Ela quita.
Less People, Less Traffic by Two Cartoons. Popular song, popular song.
Less traffic.
Sing along if you like.
Please.
think they are. Extend my commute. We're in line for stopping movement. My neighbors spoiling projects of my design.